Because the last time, Ajahn, I'm trying to consider whatever appears is not mine, anatta.
That is thinking, because you see that without thinking, there cannot be any condition for direct awareness like heartless. We don't have to think. See? So, a reality is appearing. But those who do not understand it takes it for something instantly, and it falls away and arises again and falls away again. And it keeps on the idea that it's permanent. As something there, but in reality, only the hardness there, and there is seeing. It indicates that hardness not last at all. It doesn't last because there is seeing. At moment of the visible object appearing, it's not hardness. So one can understand theoretically that how rapidity everything goes all the time. So by having such understanding, no need to think about the past or the future. Only a characteristic. This is the study of Dhamma. Study the characteristic.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
A taste.
Huh?
A taste.
A reality. And not only the taste, what else?
Visible object.
What else?
Seeing.
What else?
Thinking.
What else?
Tangible object.
Yes, but it's hard. We don't have to think tangible. Only that characteristic, hardness only, it's not heat. So then whatever appears is attention to that reality, and that moment is studying, learning to know that it's only a reality. That's why Kundunga said sati patthana.
Isn't hardness or touching?
Different. Hardness is not touching, and touching is not hard. Touching can never be hard. It experiences hardness. At that moment, it's a very almost impossible to separate the two, because they are there together.
But actually,
without that which experiences, hardness cannot appear. So this is the way the Dhamma taught all the time about the difference of each reality. Until there can be a little understanding when time comes, not being forgetful about the characteristics. So at moment of having a reality appears, it's time to understand it. Not only in the book, because we have read a book, we have the theoretical knowledge about it, but when time comes, where's the theoretical knowledge? It has to be right at that moment when it appears. And this is why Buddha thought about three levels of understanding. The theoretical understanding or intellectual understanding, then the direct one, and the penetration, realization.
Sweet. I am not diabetic. It's nothing.
Where is vitakka now?
He wants some
now. Yes.
Every moment, without the ten.
Upatti nibbati.
Upatti, and the other doorway moment is nipatti. Even sampatichana is nipatti, because it's not the very actual moment of seeing.
Where is manodhatu when seeing, hearing, smelling? When is manodhatu?
The panchatvara vachana and the sampatichana, three of them. Panchatvara vachana one and sampatichana two. So only three consciousness, three jitas are manodhatu. They can have five dhammas object. That's why they do not arise in the Aruba Brahma way. Not only taste, hardness, see, so fast. That's why satipatthana is moment of understanding, a characteristic, just one at a time.
And the previous one, it's like a dream now, what I ate.
Each moment, it's forgotten. And when the other reality arises, it indicates that that one is gone.
Like any rupa, lasts 17 moments of logic, so...
This is like theory, but it helps one to see how rapidly the rupa arises and falls away. Each thing that goes down at all, just have the idea that it's not permanent.
But you know, yesterday, my son was over at the house. He tells me that the monks at the higher levels, they have understanding. They're, for instance, that with 1, 2, 3 breaths or something booked, they're ready to do.
Why don't they realize that's the reason why Buddha taught for 45 years? Otherwise, not necessary to teach. Anything.
Right, exactly. Well, this is I asked him that one time.
Is there any answer?
He said, because once the Buddha taught, then when they were doing anapanasati, they reached a certain level of this fourth jhana bit, then they have understanding arising. I said, couldn't there have been understanding for a monk to arise before the Buddha? No. I said, well, if they're doing the very same methodology, why would there be understanding for one and not the other? Because the Buddha's... Then you realize the Buddha taught the Dhamma. I said, exactly, you need to have the foundation of the Dhamma.
In a monastery in England, I was for a while, and the monks explained meditation, and they explained... When you see the whole space and things around, and you must put attention there, that there is a whole space or something. They don't even talk about visible object.
No, they don't. They don't talk about it at all.
There's just a space there, and the whole space, you can just
look. When they teach Dhamma, they don't
something
really
like this.
Teach Dhamma. They don't even talk about anatta. So.
Well, yeah, no, in monastery, no anatta. And no, I was 1 month before, and they don't talk about anatta. They just anicca and dukkha. And if they talk about anatta, only in one aspect, about the 32 parts of the body. The body is anatta. The hairs are not yours. The teeth are not yours. And while I ask about real anatta, about nama, rupa, they ignore my question and they say hairs. And, yes, that's why when I was in this monastery, I spent all the time in the library, because that was the only useful thing I could do.
Where were you?
In Amaravati, in England. I was 1 month there. And they've got really a lot of Tipitaka. I studied Dhammasangani.
By yourself?
By myself, yeah. That time. And
because
listen to you, Ajahn, but I've got MP3 with you.
Yes, but I think that's not easy at all, the Pali word and even the translation. Because like Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma, Abhinyagata.
It's also discussing on DSG.
From then on? From that time?
Well, actually I've got now some idea about that, so I don't need so much to discuss that, but I know Kusala Dhamma, Akusala Dhamma.
You've been writing. By that time, he'd already been writing to us quite a long time in DSG and already been listening to some
and asking questions.
How come to contact with the DSG?
He already.
I mean before that?
Yeah, before that.
He
went back to
When we fought that.
Maybe 2 or 3 years before.
What I would like to know about the beginning.
Oh, you'd like to.
How did you begin?
Yeah, when you first became interested
in Dhamma.
Yes, can you remember?
Yeah.
How did you?
You said that you had experienced.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's gone now. For sure.
Yeah,
I can only
but it
remember.
Depends on whether there is right understanding or not, because usually many people say. Many people say that. They have experiences. but no understanding of that. Even Ivan and Alan, yeah. So that is not the panya, right understanding, because right understanding has to be together at that very moment. Otherwise, there's doubt, and when there's doubt, it shows ignorance. But they try to find out, but the more
they find to read the study in order to look at their experience, but it's
only anything can happen, yeah. Like seeing, hearing, yeah.
They think it's jhana,
yeah, yeah. And sometimes they were told that it's that, so they believe that they should find the answer more from book to fit with that situation.
So they think they have this special experience, and then they study the text to fit it.
Is that the reason why you study?
Honestly. It was so long ago, I don't remember so clearly.
Oh, you know that it's nonsense because it's not right understanding.
And otherwise just keep clinging to that experience.
Very fast afterwards.
By Pakatupanisyapatiya, one learned to know that it's not right understanding at all. It's only something like magic.
A little bit dangerous because there's always the clinging to the idea that they have that special attainment.
Because you see sometimes the concentration of the mind looks like very calm. Very, very calm. But there is attachment. So that cannot be calm at all. Never be. Yeah. But it's so clear.
It's just the unexplained experience.
Yeah.
The different experience.
Yeah. No understanding.
So did Alan talk about this experience?
Yes, and also Ivan.
I know Ivan always talk about the jhana experience.
Almost the same.
And that's why I know. Used to know when talking to Alan, if it's talking about reality, it's fine. But if he's talking about samatha, then some.
That is before his study. Mm-hmm. After his study, he knew about that experience is not right.
Not right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About how he mistakenly thought he had some special experiences, but it's not correct.
I thought that some people had such experience, as we know, Ivan and Alan. Yeah.
And it's dangerous because one clings to it and thinks that it's something special, but actually it's just
because everything should be detached. When panya is there, it's detached.
And only once in samsara everything.
Right. No. Only once. Like now, it's like once upon a time, only upon a time.
And like you say, if it really is something special, no doubt, no searching for the answer, because panya is so clear.
Yeah, and there can be the understanding of the reason or the cause, the conditions for that experience to arise too. Must be understanding.
Even if this was even a wholesome experience or with understanding, it's gone now, so even to that can be clinging. Loba always finds
That is panya. See, we can see the difference.
Yeah,
loba. When it clings, try to find out some, try to think about it over and over. But when it's panya, it's gone.
Otherwise, it's a real hindrance because it like obsesses the mind. You said that this is common when there's like a lack of concentration, or it seems so clear,
so calm, but actually there is attachment, so it's not that level of understanding or jhana at all. And it takes time with patience, with truthfulness, all Kusala Dhamma, to be able to go against the current of attachment with ignorance. So don't mind about attachment, aversion, only ignorance and wrong understanding. The most important thing has to be
taking like a special experience for what isn't, is it a kind of wrong view?
It's there, like the idea of self. It's there. Yeah. Very deeply rooted.
So we have a little bit of
unknown until right understanding is there. So it knows whether there is a wrong view or no wrong view.
Like I remember in the Brahma Jala Sutta, most of the views kind of concerning, relating to jhanas and experiences and taking for something. Okay.
Never get away from the net of tanha attachment.